he looked up the mineral traces which resulted. Carbon. That settled it. That thing down there was a burned-out console. It was so disappointing. He drew off and watched for a while. Combined force planes were not having much luck with the dam lake due to atmosphere armor cable around it, and they were now giving their attention to the air cover planes from below. There was a boiling fight, and he saw two Jambachow combat battle planes blown to bits. He had his ship moved up higher. Down to the south, the combined force bombers had begun to drop bombs into the deserted ancient ruins of Singapore. A fire blossomed up. Then another. He wondered at the military mind that would bomb an undefended city with no military value, but which might contain some loot that they so valued. But they always did it. His indigestion was bothering him again. These were such awful times. There seemed to be no hope at all. He knew there was a base in the northern continent man had once called Russia, and he had his ship captain move up there. One of the attacking force war vessels was launching planes over that base. They were personnel carriers. The small gray man observed a force of about 500 Hovin Marines deploying on the plain before the base. Behind fire shields, they began to move forward. It almost seemed that the base was not defended. No answering fire came back to the advancing force. It got closer and closer to the base. It got into the village in front of the base. Several fires erupted. Then the force began to move up a mountain slope toward what must be an underground defense point. The force was within 100 yards of it now, pouring a hail of fire into it. Abruptly, the ground under the attacking force erupted. Mines! The whole terrain was flaming. Flashes of weapon fire blasted down the hill from the base. The attacking force withdrew in haste beyond the village. Officers were shouting and regrouping their Marines, but they had left over 100 dead or wounded on the ground before the base. The attacking force formed up again and advanced on the base. Planes streaked out of base hangar doors and ground-strafed the assault force. The small gray man had seen no traces on his view screens. He had not really hoped to see any, not in all that firing. Since it was not far out of the orbit course he now had, he told his ship captain to pass over the American mine site at a height of 400 miles. It took a while, and the small gray man napped a little. A buzzer told him they were over it, and he turned to his screens. Way down below, the ruin of the mine site was utterly dead. The abandoned trucks and pumps still lay beside the river. What a desolate, lifeless scene. The dome, which had covered a console, was still lying there, still attached to a crane hook, but tipped over. The city to the north was still burning. His mineral tracer showed the whole area hot with radiation. He directed his ship captain to change orbit to pass over Scotland. It was in his mind to stop and see whether the old woman might have come back. But then, down on the horizon beyond, the sensors picked up heat, and then a clear view of a Draken war vessel. He looked at his maps. They were not very good maps, for they were just pages of school books. But he easily identified the city. It was Edinburgh, and it was burning.